I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. In the 1800s, hobby and professional scientists collected just about everything from the natural world. Butterflies, plant specimens, beetles. London's Natural History Museum contains a particularly large collection of shellfish from 1875. Some 145 years later, in 2020, researchers gathered a fresh shellfish collection and compared the two groups. They were shell-shocked to find modern shells were 70% thinner. Investigations revealed a much more acidic ocean to be the cause. To measure acidity levels, scientists employ a simple scale running from 0 to 14, with 0 being acid, 14 being alkaline, its opposite, and 7 being neutral. Currently, the ocean rests at 8 on the scale, but it used to measure in at 8.2. Such a shift seems minute until you multiply it across 352 quintillion gallons of ocean water, and then you're looking at a 40% boom. By 2100, levels are expected to reach 7.7 on the scale, or a 150% rise in acidity. Ocean acidification also chews into coral reefs, and it destroys the tiny phyto and zooplankton that underpin the entire ocean food web. Luckily, by collecting household and restaurant food scraps and converting them into compost, ordinary people can achieve a net positive change in the ocean's acidity. Compost reduces the greenhouse gas emissions that drive ocean acidity. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.